This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Dr. Blaine McCormick, who teaches negotiation classes at the undergraduate, graduate, and executive levels at Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business, will share his essay about the rut of being stuck in the middle.
I grew up the youngest of three children, and every time we traveled, I got stuck in the middle of the back seat. Whether we were going to the post office, Plainview, or Piggly Wiggly, the result was always the same. There I was, jammed in the car, with my brother on one side and my sister on the other. The pattern never changed. If we were going somewhere as a family of five, I got stuck in the middle. For many of us, negotiation is a predictable experience where you start with an extreme position, play a hard game of give and take, and like me, end up stuck in the middle with a deal somewhere between your starting offer and the other side's counteroffer. It's so predictable. If the game of high-low, meet in the middle sounds all too familiar to you, you're not the only one. Most people enter a negotiation expecting the other party's interest to be completely opposed to theirs. If that's the assumption, the best you can hope to achieve is to meet in the middle. Professors Lee Thompson and Reed Hasty studied negotiators to determine how many got stuck in the middle and how many could break free of traditional haggling and grow the pie. Most couldn't do it. In fact, almost 70% of the negotiators in the study lost value by haggling over a fixed pie rather than working to create a better deal for both parties. This means that the majority of negotiators could have had a better deal, but somehow couldn't find it. How come experienced, well-intentioned negotiators fail to create a better deal for both parties? Most likely it's because they haven't mastered a tool set for injecting creativity into deals. Here are two tools for injecting a little bit of creativity into your next negotiation. First, rather than just making a single point offer at the beginning of a negotiation, consider putting three different packages on the table. Sometimes this is referred to as three yesable propositions or three packages that you could say yes to today. For example, on a salary negotiation for a new job, one package could be straight salary, another could be a lower salary but more vacation time, and a third package could be a different combination of salary, vacation time, and a company car. All three packages are equally valuable to you, and now the other party gets to pick which one they like the most. Further, they might have something to add to the deal that you never would have imagined is available for the asking. A second tool for adding a little creativity into the deal is called a post-settlement settlement. Let's say you come to the end of a tough negotiation and everybody is relaxing in the glow of agreement. It's a good time to ask the other side, is there anything you see that would make us both better off? A surprising amount of times, negotiators can add a little bit more value to the deal using a post-settlement settlement because the adversarial stance is at its lowest point. One last word of advice. Don't expect the other side to start the creative process. Assume that the only negotiation game they know how to play is the good old high-low, meet in the middle. Thinking creatively not only moves you away from the middle, but it also gives you a chance to get into the driver's seat. And I learned a long time ago that it's better to be in the driver's seat than between your brother and sister in the back seat.
Dr. McCormick teaches negotiation at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit baylor.edu/business/radio or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.